Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God. On the Nation Villain Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics, with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news. Money train, baby. With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Rich Duke, baby. Ha-ha! Yeah! Suckers!
What's up, everybody? Assalamu alaikum, people. I hope everybody's ready for a great show. Tonight's going to be an awesome night. Tonight is Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to have on the show tonight Busy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony, also their little brother J-Mac with Big Brother Flesh and Bone. We also have in the house Johnny Cash, Black Caesar Records, and brother, his young little brother, Young Kama, R&B singer from Ohio. And also we have Fancy, a promoter and promotions lady with the Diva Modeling Agency. And we don't have A-Money tonight. A-Money has to be in traffic court. So, guys, we don't have the news, but we also have, what? We got Scooby-Doo going to be in the house tonight. So we got
Scooby-Doo, baby.
What's up, Scooby? What's up, baby?
What's up, my man? I'm just kind of chilling, man, drinking me some orange juice and milk, my brother. You know what I'm saying? They're just chilling. And I'm what?
Wow, orange juice and milk. That sounds like a great combination. Is that something new?
You know something, man? I have my mixed drink, my baby. You know what I'm saying? I got the mixed drink that I, you know, I got my own thing going. You know, I'm a dog, baby. You know, dogs like milk, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to put my stuff together, you know?
Yes, sir. I got you, brother. Hey, I'm digging that. Also, guys, you already know I got my famous worldwide, my host, co-host in the house, Vienna.
What's up, big baby? How you doing?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing pretty good, Vienna. I'm doing pretty good tonight, man, for some reason. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but I've been drinking a lot of fluids, been keeping that water in me, and, man, it's just great, man. So I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Well, you know what? I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm feeling a little, my throat hurts, but it's all right.
I say, you're the boss, baby. Let me talk to you for a second, baby. You know, let me talk to you. You know, I got Vion on the phone. You know, what we got on the show. I need to talk to you about something very personal, baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put Vion's business out, you know, my business out in the streets, you know, on the radio, you know. But Vion keep paging me, man. She keep hitting me on my pager, my man. And you see harassing me, man. That's what I call sexual harassment, baby.
Why are you doing that to her?
I'm not doing anything. He's just mad because I'm not giving him no play. Because I stopped giving him those Scooby snacks and I stopped just even ignoring him. So I was like, all right, you know what the hell with him?
Okay.
He doesn't know how
cool
to say hello, so why should I say hello back?
Hey,
let me tell you something, baby.
I got you. I'm all over it, man. I can dig it.
You can dig it?
I can dig it.
That's okay. I'm going to tell you something, man. We got Busy Bone and J-Mac. You know, we got the Bone Brothers on the show tonight, baby. You know, I'm in the Bone family. I'm in the Bone family, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you would be in the Bone family because basically you're a dog, so basically you'll be in the Bone family with
Are you?
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
He's in the Scooby-Doo family. That's what it is. He's in the Scooby-Doo family. Yeah, and I guess we could consider him as part of the Bone family.
Hold on, hold on, Is that my pager or is that your phone? What is that?
Actually, that's a phone, man, because I was calling one of my guests back because I keep dropping it. The phone call keeps dropping for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it keeps dropping back and forth. But I think I can call on without you guys hearing. Let me check it out right quick. I just discovered this just now.
That's beautiful, baby.
We just got some science around here.
There you go.
Science tip now. That's what's up. Hey, I can dig it. Hey, guys, it's going to be a great show tonight. Like I said, right now, the Bone Brothers, I think one of them's in the studio or something, so they're going to call us in a little bit, and we're going to get in touch with them. But first of all, we're going to get into a song. We're going to get into a song right now. But when I come back, we're going to get into what we got to get into. And what is that? That's the show. So, guys, stay tuned and be on standby, guys. Everybody be on standby.
Hold on. Caesar, man, you gotta play my new song, baby. You know, I sent
What's
you a
that?
Song last week, man. It's called "I Can't Find Where I Buried My Bone." That, you know, when you play that song, baby.
Okay, bro.
People.
Scooby, you something for real? Hey, check it out, Scooby. We're listening to something for my girl, Miss Yayo. It's called Daddy ain't something. I don't know what it is, but he ain't something. But I'm not going to work.
Yeah, I like to take this to my DBBD. My DB back then.
Now I've been this whole
time. Told
you once.
My DB back then.
Now I've been this whole
time. Told
you once. Told you twice.
My baby did. She. My baby did.
My baby.
Hey, put your phones on mute, please. Put your phones on mute if you're not talking right now, because I can hear you in the background, guys. All right, thank you. Hey, Vienna, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Vienna, it's going to be a great show, but this is something that I never experienced before. I never experienced people not being on the show. They're supposed to be on the show, but they're coming on the show, and then they're going to need you to get them on the show. So that's a little confusing to me. That all that
it's
right there.
Right. It's all good. It's coming. Don't even. I'm not even stressing it because I know it's coming, and it's going to be a crazy, crazy night. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, look, our first guest up, I'm going to tell you like this right here, since the Bone Brothers aren't here, I already kind of like talked about it, and I told her as soon as the Bone Brothers would get done, because I wanted to get them on real quick and get them out, and then deal with the rest of the guests. But we have Miss Fancy. Miss Fancy is a diva. She's a diva model. She's a promotional agent. She does it all. She's like, hey, you know what? She's here right now. So if long overdue, Miss Diva, can you tune in? Can you unmute your phone, baby?
I'm here.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I am just fine. How are you doing?
Hey, you know what? I got something to ask you, though, right off the bat. When you came on the phone, you were like, hi. You basically said hi to me, and then you went right into it with Vienna, like, hey, girl, what is y'all about?
Because we're ladies, we understand each other, Tisa. You don't know what we go through. Come on now, stop playing.
I mean, what are you guys going through other than a couple of periods every now and then and talking? You do the same things I do, so what are you guys going through that's so special? That's what I want to know. Don't you guys want to know? I know the guys out there, they really want to know, what the heck is so special about you guys that you guys get Assalamu alaikum, sister, and I get the hi,
brother. Let me answer this real quick, Fancy. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me explain something to you, Diva. Okay. When it comes to the women bonding, it's just like the male bonding. Y'all can watch, you know, football, baseball, and y'all know what it is. I mean, just one look. Just like a hello, like the tone. It's the same thing for us women. Like, as soon as we say, hey, what's up? Yo, what's up, girl? We already know we click.
Wow. You know, I still don't know what you're talking about because I don't know what that has to do with football or baseball. So I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's a woman thing.
I'm sitting over here like, I'm like, oh, what the hell is Beyonce talking about, baby? I can't dig it.
Hey, Scooby, you know what, man? I can't
think of
it, man.
Scooby, keep drinking your milk and your orange juice or whatever it is you're drinking.
You mean, but stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane. Let the
crystal
handle
their
thing.
Thank you, Sister Gidget. You need Sister Gidget to understand the whole woman thing because she's a woman.
Wait, hold up. Who the hell is talking smack to Scooby tonight? Who the hell is that, man? You know,
I'm the one that you don't want to come back to. That's who I am.
Ooh, you sound so good.
Hold up. You know, this is my big homie Caesar. So I don't want to disrespect my man on the phone, but who the hell are you, Gidget? And Brianna.
I tell you what. I don't think I'm the person that you need to know. But what you need to know is that you need to be careful.
Vienna, you go for the gusto with Fancy.
Fancy Miss Diva. What's going on with you, Mama?
I am just chilling, Mama, just working, you know, networking, trying to get a lot of things going with my companies and stuff. That's what it right now.
That's what's up. Now, I want you to tell the listeners what company it is, the name of the company, and what you do.
Okay. I have two companies. One of them is called Fancy Connections, and then I have Diva Modeling Agency. Fancy Connections basically was born for me being, you know, an artist manager. I manage three artists currently, Cobra Monroe, J. Good, and S. Dot. And then through being in, you know, an artist manager and being on the entertainment scene and, you know, networking with people, I came up with my company name and started branching out and doing artist development, consulting, promotions, marketing, event planning, stuff like that, which eventually led to me becoming a A&R for a record label called, it's a new label called DPMD. Mm-hmm. They are distributed by Universal Digital Music Group Distribution. So, and then that kind of led to me having pretty much a show kind of like similar to you guys, but I hadn't really been, you know, having a lot of time to get that started the way I want to, but that's another aspect of what I do. It's called 91.4 FM The Link. And then with being working with all these artists and different people and networking and stuff, it kind of became essential for me to have models, you know, for different purposes. So being the diva that I am, I came up with Diva Modeling Agency. So
yes, you are a diva, girl, with everything you just said that you did. Because I knew about the whole DPMG and SMG and stuff like that. But damn, girl.
I know this is your segment, Brianna. Give me a second. I know this is your segment. I don't mean to take your show, baby. I'm just saying, I'm in love, baby.
He's in love. He's in love now, Fancy.
Stupid, in love, baby.
Good. Well, thank you. Keep them.
Like, leave me alone.
Keep them.
Thank you. I appreciate it all.
Fancy, you've been doing so many things. OMG, it's unbelievable. I mean, I really do salute you for everything that you've been doing. Now, how did you come about with the whole Diva Modeling Agency? Is it something that you always wanted to do, or is it something that just came about?
No, actually, it's not something that I always wanted to do. It just really kind of evolved with me having, like, a promotions team and a street team and things like that. And I was, you know, getting a lot of, you know, women involved to help and stuff. So, you know, I just kind of, like I said, it kind of became essential for me to be like, okay, well, let's go formal with this, you know, because some of my models, I've been able to, you know, for them to go on different things like All-Star Weekend, you know, stuff like that. Like, people actually seek out, you know, they need models for different things. So with me having a whole bunch around me and doing the promotions and stuff like that, it's like, okay, well, let's make it official so that when people need, you know, when they need good models and, you know, classy models and, you know, things like that, and somebody to host an event for them that can speak, you know, fluently and eloquently and things like that, it's like, okay, let's get them, you know, a diva model. So that's how I came up with the modeling agency. That isn't something that I've always wanted to do. But my company, the Fancy Connections, that is something that I've always wanted to do. So
that's what's called. You go, girl. I'm speechless.
Thank you.
No, because every time me and you talk, we always talking about the label, but we never spoke about everything else. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
Okay, you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What? She's doing what? Now, as far as with the model, I know, right? Now, as far as with the modeling, all right? You know, being that there's so many different types of models, you know, you got the eye candy, like the same thing you said. You know, you got the eye candy, you got the plus size models, you got all these variety of models. Now, as a plus size model, is it harder for them to get work, or is that like the new thing now? Because you remember back in the day, the skinnier you were, the more they wanted you. Now
right.
the whole game has changed.
Right. It has changed. And it isn't hard. I mean, at least not for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it isn't hard for me to get a plus size model to do, you know, work. Sometimes people, I mean, they're looking for that. They want the thick, they want the curvaceous, you know, they want, that's what they're looking for, so that I have that. And then, you know, they want the smaller, you know, more traditional, like, thinner models and stuff, and then, you know, I have that too. So it's like, it's not hard for me because it is, I guess, because the way I'm branding my modeling agency to be, you know, essentially what a diva is, you know what I'm saying, class, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the main thing about it. So if an artist or, you know, a person who's holding an event needs a host or anything like that, it's like, what are you looking for? Because I have it. You know what I'm saying? So from any variety, short, tall, thin, it doesn't matter. It's not hard. I mean, you just have to be able to, you know, be able to handle yourself accordingly, and you'll be able to get the work. It'll come to you.
Exactly. And you have to be consistent also. So that plays a major role. Yeah.
Right.
Now, what about as far as the promotional company now? You got the promotion, you're doing all this, that, and the third. Like, how do you have time to really do all that? Because I'm going to be like, all right, you know I have two careers. I do the management. Well, actually, we're three now because I got, you know, besides the management, I got the radio show. You know, I have my own personal life, you know, the work field, and then I'm the mother, you know, just being at home. How do you balance all of that all in one work schedule?
Not just that, but she represents me also. She does a lot of stuff for me. I'm just going to put that in there because you forget.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. I'm his personal assistant.
Well, I can say that it is very, very hard to balance it all. It's like sometimes it's just not enough hours in the day. So I pretty much prioritize, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, my family comes first. But outside of that is like my next major thing on my list of priorities is my artist that I manage, you know, and then pretty much making that my focus. A lot of the other things kind of just naturally they flow. It's kind of like a real easy flow, and it kind of goes together. I do, you know, like I said, mostly with like meetings and things like that, it's just kind of hard to fit that in, conference calls and things like that. That's the part that's hard. But actually putting my events together, you know, or getting my artist shows and doing the business part of, you know, what it takes to be a manager and those types of things, it's like, because that is my priority, it's like it just comes naturally to me to handle it. You know, it's just I make it work throughout my day. And then, you know, with, like I said, doing that, and then, you know, the models, and if somebody needs a model for whatever type of event, or, you know, whatever they need a model for, it just kind of comes in with me networking and doing the things I do for my artists that I manage. So it's the things like the radio station that is becoming very my state that's hard for me to, you know, do the new things is really, I guess, what it is, because having to take, like, you guys are awesome, like, you rock, like, to be able to do that and have a station and have it all, it's hard, and I haven't been able to take the time out to really just focus on it like I want, so some things kind of get, you know, not really left behind, but it just kind of has to, you know, when I can get to it type of a thing, but once it's up and rolling and I get it all, you know, then it just kind of flows with everything else. It's just for me getting it.
And you have the label, too, because you're A&R of a label.
Right, and that's, like, I do the A&R work as I'm, you know, at these venues and stuff for my artists, you know, and when they have a show, it's like I'm doing my thing. It's like I'm constantly doing at least two or three things at one time, like every day, all the time, so it's kind of become, you know, second nature for a lot of things.
No, that's really true, because, you know, like I always say, it's all about time management.
Right.
Everything is all time management, you know, like, like when I'm at work, that's when I start my grind, you know, with the music industry, because that's the time that I have, all right, you know, like, I'll be home, I can't really do much because I have the baby, but when I'm at work, I can start getting all the conference calls in.
Yeah,
you know, and get that out of the way like that. Any emails that I can do, if I don't have the time to do it on my phone, I'll do it right there. As soon as I get home, I'll get on the computer, or I'll wait until the baby goes to sleep, and that's when I start the hustle. But at the same token, you know, it is hard, though, because as a woman in the industry,
And you know how it is, women in the industry, we always get hit on. I don't know if you ever had this problem before, but all right,
oh,
you get hit on. No, wait a minute. Hold on a second, Cesar. If you're in a relationship, you can't tell people that you're in a relationship because then they won't mess with you. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
And
it's
very hard.
It is very hard because it's like, I don't know, I don't really know the mentality of some people. I don't know. I can't even begin to guess what it is. But it's just like, as a woman, it's like they feel, well, like what you said, because it's like they want to hit on you and stuff like that. And, you know, I pretty much do things, you know, to the point where they know, okay, you know, if I'm single, I'm single. If I'm in a relationship, I don't really just put it out there. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time, with you trying to hit on me or whatever it is you're trying to do, I still make it clear, like, I don't make business with my personal
mm-hmm.
life or with, you know what I'm saying? So then they respect that, you know what I mean? And it's true. I mean, that's really how I am, whether I'm single or if I'm in a relationship. Either which way, anybody trying to, you know, go that route, they're going to be told, I don't mix business and pleasure. So
right.
if you're coming at me to try to work with me or something like that, and, you know, you hit on me or whatever, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, we can have fun and that's cool, whatever, but it's not going to go anything further than just, you know, having fun and being cool, and that's it. Like, I don't mix the two, because I do notice that, you know, if they feel like you're in a relationship, then they can't get at you or whatever. They can't get close to you or whatever. And that's just the furthest thing from the truth, because for me, it doesn't matter if I'm with me or not. You're still only going to get, you know, that far as what it is in business anyway. So my relationship status really shouldn't matter. But, you know, it does to some of them. It does. So.
Yeah, it does. And I've noticed that with some women. And, you know, it's funny because men get that too sometimes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Men go through it too. Not as much as we do, but they go through it as well.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. It's
line
really,
up,
really
line
crazy.
Up for a second. Can I interrupt you for a second?
What?
Just let me know when I can talk, all right? I'm going
to
sit here and be real.
You can talk, Cesar. Hands to the king.
Shut up and not to say anything else.
The king has spoken.
Just say, okay, Cesar, just shut the hell up. Don't talk anymore until I tell you. Okay, can I talk now?
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. I know that you really don't know me. I know you guys have been talking on the phone, you and that person that's on the other line, supposed to be my co-host. I know you guys have been talking a lot. So let me ask you, like, as far as what you do, have you did anything with anybody special? Do you have any major artists out there you've been dealing with? Do you have anything going on with, like, you know, tell me somebody in the game that you really, really have some connections with in the game? Because I know you're a promoter. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right now there's one particular artist, Pyrex, that I'm like booking for. Like, I don't really do like booking agent as, you know, one of the things that I do, but for him, I am kind of taking on that to, you know, work with him and stuff like that. But for the most part, like,
you're talking about Pyrex the DJ?
Pyrex, he's an artist. He's not a DJ. I don't know about the DJ.
DJ Pyrex,
No. Yeah, he's an artist, but I don't really, I don't really just put, like, my contacts, like, out there or who it is that I associate with.
Mm-hmm.
I started not even really to just put it out there, like, in a bragging sense, never that. That's just not how I am. But in a sense that, you know, for some people, like, I know this person, so I can help you in this way. And then it's just started to be, like, people wanted to just get to me, to get to these people and not really work with me or do the work. They just kind of wanted to, oh, you know such and such, so let's go. No, if I tell you that I know T.I. or I know somebody that knows T.I., then you're just going to be trying to get close to me because I know T.I. But I don't want you to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to cancel me for
Here's the difference right now, darling. You're on the radio, so you got a lot of people listening in right now. So you put everything out there. So you know T.I.?
No. Nope.
Hey, I know what you're saying, but that stuff right there will basically help you as a promoter and help you as
what you're doing with your model agency, because it is about who you know. It's not who knows you to the point where it's like, who do you know? Because if you know someone, it can make you go further with your career. But and if they know you, it works even better, because if they know you, then you really don't have to worry about calling them. They'll call you. But what I want to know right now is, I want to know, like, tell me something you've done that really stands out. These people in this phone line, they're listening in on the phone lines and on the internet tonight, that will make you say, hey, this girl right here, she really has it going on. So what makes you think you have it going on? Can you tell us something that makes you think you got it going on?
Makes me think I have it going on. Well, okay. Well, I basically do a lot to help artists. I put a lot of events together that have had people like Wideframe and, you know, Ricochet and people like that on there in the Dallas area. And I know a couple people, a manager, what's his name? He sings a Booty Me Down song. What's his name?
What's his name?
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't even think. But his manager, I am affiliated with people who know 2 Chainz, Future, that other guy, he's kind of new, because I'm not really a rap person, like to listen to music like that, so I forget their names sometimes.
Okay.
I'm affiliated with a lot of people who do that, and a lot of DJs, like the Definition DJs, core DJs, and stuff like that. So I get a lot of artists' music broken out, because I get into these DJs because, you know, I'm work with them. So they will, you know, if I bring them somebody's music, they're gonna play it. So I help in that sense. I do a lot of events that are called Striving for Success, is what I call the events. And I do things where I give, you know, photo shoots, radio interviews, online, you know, features, distribution, like radio spins, things like that. Just things like that. I don't really feel like I just have it going on like that. I just really try.
Sounds like you got it going on. Hey, you have an artist named Cobra Monroe. Can you tell me a little about, he has a song called Swag It Out. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yes, that Cobra Monroe is my artist. He is now 17. Swag It Out is his single. And we basically are working on, he's going to be doing like Coast to Coast event in Houston.
Okay.
Yes, he's going to be performing out in Houston. He has a lot of little opportunities, not, you know, coming up with the Coast to Coast and other, Angela Richardson with the Nia Factor Records. I don't know if y'all know her. With DPMD, with Dynamite, with Nation, with SMG Global Network.
Okay.
I mean, he has a lot of things coming up, but that he is my artist, and we are trying to get him, you know, signed to a really major record deal.
This is the way the show goes. From here on out, because we're running out of time with you, I need you to introduce this song. Based on actually give me a world premiere. Let me tell you a little bit about a world premiere, what it is. It consists of basically giving DJ Black Caesar and Vianna a shout-out, and also yourself, and then giving introducing this song, Swagged Out.
Okay. Well, introducing Cobra Monroe's world premiere on DJ Black Caesar and Vianna's radio show is called Swag It Out. It's his official single, and this is from Fancy Connections. I am Fancy, CEO, and of Diva Modeling Agency.
International rock star. Swag.
Swag it out. know me. So I'm gonna need a bad chick pronto. Sierra rocking Gucci, red bottoms. All I knew is Prada, she got him. She need a gangster, cover my rope. She'll see a gangster, call her Blanco. She like it when I swag, swag, swag boy, so swag. I'm a South Dallas swag, then I drop it to the floor. Now I'ma throw my hands up, let it go. Look at me, not fresh as I, fresh as God, which is why I'm mesmerized. That's why it's no surprise when I step up in the room, I capitalize. Throw my hands up like a quarterback. Hardcore was in, I brought her back. My swag leave you satisfied, Maryland. I'm feeling myself, arrogant. I'm fresh, yes, top to bottom. It's a movement, cold diesel.
Wild
yeah, I got him.
Swag it out.
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 Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out.
My swag so OMG. Voice looks funny, I be LLAB. Take lessons from me. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Vendi, yeah. I be very trendy, popping people, popping sacks. Hold my ego while I get some sacks. Black boots, white cap. He can sing, he can rap. You dudes look tired, take a nap. Can't you see, it's not like me. Killing them, steadily, happily. Second money, heavily. I'm so angelic, I'm heavenly. My niggas in all black hitman. I'm a rock star, rock man. You a soccer, number one fan. Your swag is super irrelevant. I'm not the one you wanna come again. Check me, I check it in. So if you want me, try again. I got him scared, panicking, panicking.
Swag it out.
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 Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out. Swag. 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 Swag it out.
Nice, nice, nice. I was digging that. Swag it out, man. That's pretty hot. Vienna, I know you're still on the phone. This is what we do, Miss Fancy. We got a little something we do. We like to grade the music once we hear it. We give it a, we grade it on a scale of 1 through 10, with 1 being the poorest, with 10 being the highest. And let's keep it like that tonight, guys. Everybody, let's keep it, when you tune in, when you turn your phones off mute, please let's keep it 1 to 10 because we got to go on with the rest of the show. We got a lot. We got a lot to do, and we need to go on with the rest of the show. I give it a 10, and the reason why I give it a 10, because it basically makes you bob your head, and that's what you look for. You look for that in music, and the hook was a nice hook. I think it was catchy, swag it out. So basically, I give it a 10. Vienna, what do you think? What do you give it?
I like the beat. I like the hook. I'm definitely going to give it a 9.
Okay, okay. That's cool. That's cool. So you like Johnny O, huh? You know, it's too.
I know, right? I feel like Johnny O today.
Hey, check it out, Dad. Hey, I know Miss Gidget. I know you're dying to tune in, Miss Gidget. So if you don't mind, turn your phone off, mute Miss Gidget, and give me a grade on that song.
Well, I know you got rules, but I can't stick to your rules. I'm sorry. But anything that make me crip walk, I give it 10,000. How about that?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. Hey, Scooby, where you at, brother?
I'm here, baby.
Hey, Scooby, what do you think about that song, 1 through 10? What do you get of that song, man?
I'm going to tell you what, man. You know what we're going to do, man. You know, since I'm kind of jealous because my song ain't came out yet and you ain't played my damn song, I'm going to give it 9 lollipops, baby.
Scooby, where you get that song, Scooby?
I'm going to give it 10 lollipops, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give it a 9 lollipop. I'll give it 1 for Fancy. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love, baby. I'm in love with Miss Fancy, baby. So I got to give it 10 lollipops.
Hey, okay, Dad. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks, Scooby. Thanks, Gidget. Turn your phones back on mute, please. I got a question for my man, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, you can unmute your phone, brother.
Yo, what's up?
this guy is a professional right here, so I'm going to ask you, Johnny Cash, for your honest opinion. I need you to grade that song 1 through 10, brother.
I like the song. I like the song off of what it is. You said he's 17 years old, right? So, I mean, a lot of young cats, a lot of young crowds.
Ms. Spencer, did you say your artist was 17?
Yeah, he's 17. When he did that, he was 16.
Okay, thank you. So what do you got song, Johnny?
For him to make that at 16, I've been doing music for a long, long time. I like it all. And his age range, his delivery, his everything. I give it a strong 8. I give it a strong 8.
Okay.
And I give him an 8 on the simple strength is the movement that he's doing, the swag, you know, for him to be that young as an artist and him to come out with that. You know, we say sway.
Yeah.
You know where I'm from, we say sway. We got sway.
Yeah.
So,
hey, thanks a lot, Cash. Hey, guys, let me tell you something about Cash. Cash is a vet. He's been at this game a long time. But I didn't get anything to Cash this week, man. You didn't send me anything. You think you can send me a song now?
I'm still on the road. I was leaving the studio when you had called me. I ain't even made a home.
Okay. Well, you're not going to have a song to play, but we'll get something else to play for you in your place. Hey, Cash, but I would like to get a song sent in so these guys can really hear some classics. This guy right here, Bass, I'm going to tell you a little about him, man. Whenever I need a guy to come and freestyle, whenever I need somebody on the spot, Johnny Cash is always there. So we done shows like in New York City on radio, live radio with my man Bicycle Tony. I hope he's listening in. Bicycle Tony, that's a great radio show, guys. He has a blog talk that comes on every Tuesday. So, guys, I'm going to give you a little information on that. Hey, guys, I need everybody to go down below on this page right here. Scroll down. You'll see the comment area and leave a comment for us. Leave your information for us. Like us, my girl Fancy is about to give her information out right now, all her social networks. And Fancy, that would be a good place to write them also because people go there on the daily because they go there to listen to this. They go there to listen to this recording, and with your information down there, that's just a little bit more way for you to get out there. So please leave your information down below. I'm talking to everybody on this phone right now that hears my voice. If you got something going on, leave it down below. There's a comment area down below on Facebook. Go straight to Facebook. So, guys, let's get into Fancy social networks. Fancy, what I need you to do now, I need you to give me all your social networks. Tell me where you want the people to find you at. If you want collabos with your artists, tell them an email address. And, Fancy, the show is all up to you now. Take it away.
Thank you. You can find me on Facebook at Fancy That Damn Diva. The email is fancyconnections@gmail.com. That is also the email for any, you know, collabs or anything for as far as my company, Fancy Connections, with my artists, booking, you know, them for anything or collabs or anything like that. I have my diva modeling. If you have any models or anything like that that's looking to model, the email address to send their photos and information is divamodelingagency@gmail.com. My website is, my website is www.fancyconnections.web.com. And if you need to reach me, talk to me directly for anything, event planning, just anything, my number is 818-850-1004.
Hey, Fancy, can you get information a little bit slower this time, like your telephone number and your email address once more time?
Sure, no problem. My email address is for Fancy Connections Business Affairs or, anything with my artists or just to contact me. It's Fancy, F-A-N-C-Y, Connections, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 818-850-1004. And for my modeling agency, for models, interested in that, is divamodelingagency@gmail.com.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Fancy. I appreciate that. That's a lot of information. So you guys got that. It's all recorded right here on this show. So if you want to go back, you can check it out. It's all right here. So thanks a lot, Fancy. We're great having you on the show. Appreciate it. We hope you stick around.
Oh, trigger. Hold on. Before you let Fancy go, baby, let me tell you something, Fancy. I'm digging you, baby. give me your social security number, your ring size, baby, your zip code, and we'll be good.
What is Vienna going to think, man? What is she going to think about all that? You don't really care.
You know something, man?
I'm actually very happy that he goes with Fancy.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I had fun being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you very much, man. We need to talk. I know I've been busy and we really haven't talked a lot, but we really need to check out what you got going on. So I'm gonna hook up and I'm gonna be getting some more information from you later on. But tonight we have my man on the phone, Johnny Cash. He's up next, but first we're gonna hear what Scooby has to say first, because Scooby always has something to say.
I'm gonna tell you something, baby. I'm thinking about it. You know, me and Fancy can have a baby. We call him Fancy Bone. You know what I'm saying, baby? We call him Fancy Bone, or we call him Scooby D. You know, it don't matter to me, baby.
I hear you, Scooby. That's what's up, man. Hey, Dad. Hey, Johnny Cash, cut your phone off mute, man.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, you know what? We're going to get Johnny Cash a freestyle for us, so it's really doesn't matter about him not having his song on here. We're actually going to have him freestyle towards the end. Hey, thanks, Miss Fancy, and now I got my man Johnny Cash. The world-famous Johnny Cash is up now, and this is one of my artists I deal with. So basically, he's with Black Caesar Records. He doesn't know it, but he's always with Black Caesar Records. He's always represented us. We've done shows together, and we do a lot of stuff together. Johnny Cash, we got a show this 27th in West Point, Mississippi, that Johnny Cash and Young Com are going to be doing, and this guy always saves my neck, man. He's basically a real artist. This is the one that I deal with on a personal. Johnny Cash, what's up, man? Talk to me, baby.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up? How you been?
Hey, man, I've been good, man. I've been good. Everything is copacetic, and hey, man, I'm just happy to be able to present you to the world, man. So tell me a little bit about where you come from and who you are, Johnny Cash.
I was born in PA, you know, raised in Youngstown, Akron, Ohio. You know, pretty much been all over the world, like, doing music. I've been doing music since I was, like, 11. I'm 25 now. I'm at a status to where I got my own group, and I do my solo album, and I do my solo stuff on the same tip. But, you know, I promote and do, you know, my little brother's stuff, which I think he's at the studio right now, and so I think he might not be on the phone no more. But, you know, we do a lot of stuff as far as CFE to HOG to MHL. It's all a big movement down here. We're in Mississippi now. We're down here doing music. As you see, you know, it's a big movement. Bite Down, ENT, Lil Whoop, you know, he has videos on YouTube. He actually just shot a new video to the song that, you know, pretty much blew him up in this area. So, you know, it's a whole big thing. You know, Thunder Dan with the Young Hog, which is a local group around here at the same time doing big things. We're all working on the mixtape together. It's a lot of stuff going on, and it's a lot on my plate right now, and I'm hungry. I'm eating it all. So
I know, man. I know it. I know you're hungry because I see you out there eating all the time. You and Scooby-Doo got a lot in common. Hey, brother, but we're going to talk about that a little later on with Scooby-Doo. Can you tell us basically how long you've been in the game, brother?
I've been in the game for a minute. I signed to my first label when I was like 18, you know, and then, you know, after that, it made me, you know, see what I wanted to do. You know, I was serious about it before then. I just did freestyle battles and pretty much killed
right.
a couple people's careers
right.
and stuff like that. But
basically, you're known in Ohio as a freestyle battling team, right?
Yeah, I already know. That's what I do. That's how I used to eat. That's how I used to get my money. It was my job. It was more than a 9 to 5 because I was out there all day doing it, willing to battle anybody for how much ever they wanted to put up. And, I mean, I ate good off it, you know, lived life off it.
Hey, Johnny Cash, this is the part of the show, actually, where my girl Vienna comes on. She's going to be asking you a couple questions, and she's going to get to know you a little bit. And some of the questions are going to be, you know, they're going to be a little bit up your alley. But if they're not, just don't worry about it, man. You're a superstar, so you don't have to worry about that. But, Vienna, baby, it's all your show. Take it away, baby.
What's up, Johnny Cash? What's good?
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
I'm chilling. Listen, I want to know about you. What is good with Johnny Cash? How did you get started in the industry?
I got started. My older brother Patrick was, you know, he a minister now, but you know, he used to be that guy, and you know, I used to sit around and listen to him rap. You know how it is, you know, kids sit back, watch BT, and you know, they look at that life, you know, and you know, and that's how my song is all a dream. I used to watch BET on my mom's smart box TV, seeing cats with big chain, new whips riding the streets, but the dude in the dream was me. I had that dream that I could do the same thing, and you know, I just really broke out at a young age, and I started getting put into that music. I mean, since a youngin', if it was, you know, church or outside of church, it was always, you know, something to do with music. You know, anything to do with music. It's pretty much a big passion and love of mine. So the music had came. It came to me at all one time, and I really started off just listening to other guys, Run DMC, you know, MC Shan, KRS-One, mm-hmm. Biggie, Pop, you know, stuff like that, and I really liked it, so I did it. I grasped it, and I took flight with it.
That's what's up. Now, which one of those, okay, now, you know, you mentioned Run DMC and all of them and MC Shan and stuff. Which one of those songs really inspired you?
I would really say it was Big and Pop. They inspired me, you know. Busta Rhymes inspired me a lot, Eminem, you know, just to see the cats able to speak life through, you know, their eyes or eyes of another, and people to feel it, grasp it, and it help people do a lot of stuff. You know, I make songs for females that's going through problems, and you know, I write songs for the female that's not going through problems, that's headstrong, independent. And, you know, let her know that, hey, you're doing that for a reason, because you're strong. You know, I got songs for, you know, the drug dealer that says that 9 to 5 ain't working, but him out there selling drugs was. And letting them know, you know, the outlook I see on it, you know, how I feel about it. And, you know, like how Big was, he didn't rap about necessarily his life all the time, but he rapped about life through the eyes of another. So that pretty much, you know, let me know that I can do the same thing. So, you know, you hear my songs and stuff. It may not be my true story, but it's a true story. And that's a lot of the time, that's what it is. And people respect me for that. People like me for that. They call me a legend, and I'm only 25, so I know that counts for something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, do you get your inspiration from where when you're writing?
My inspiration comes, the biggest inspiration I have, if it's not my family, it's me, you know, because if you're not inspired to do something, if you can't motivate yourself to work on a project, if you can't motivate yourself to actually do it, then, I mean, it's really pointless. If you try to live life through the eyes of another, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says, mark that perfect man, by the end of that man, there's peace. So if you really can't live it through your own eyes, though, then you can't live life, you know? So I think my biggest inspiration is me. I always want to be better than myself from the day before.
Right. Like,
hey, check it out, guys. I need everybody to turn their phones on mute. If you just came on the phone line, I know you're there. I need you to put your phone on mute until it's your turn. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You scared me on that one, Caesar.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, wait a minute. Where did he come from?
That's a powerful voice right there, baby. That's a powerful voice.
You know that's right. It sure is. Now, Johnny Cash, is this something that you always wanted to do when you were younger? Like, did you see yourself in the music industry at the age of 25? Or is this something that just came about?
It was more of, I didn't see it at first. You know, I used to do it just playing. Like I said, I was freestyling. I had a gift of putting words together very frequently, and it made me good with people and the ladies and stuff like that. I had a way of words, and when I started putting that together, you know, I started doing music, and it was really, like I said, it was really a job. I mean, it really wasn't anything that, you know, it just was a job to me. I didn't take it serious until I had people come up to me, shaking my hand, telling me that I was that person. And it clicked to me one day. I woke up and I was like, you know, I really need to do this. And that was like, I was like 16, 17 maybe, and I was like, you know, going ahead taking money. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle. I mean, I'm being heard, but I mean, I need to put some on wax, you know, see how far this can take, you know, so jumped on it.
Now, I want you to identify key tasks
of a music.
You said key facts of music, like what you far as making it and stuff.
Yeah, you could say that. As far as making, you know, on the struggles.
I say key points of music, like far as the struggle goes. I mean, it's all about how you portray yourself. And I tell a lot of people, like, music is almost like a selling drugs almost. Say, for instance, you know, you turn around and you sell somebody something that wasn't worth their time. Next time you see them, they're going to tell everybody, hey, that guy right there, he doesn't have that. And so, you know, that's how I treated my music. I treated my music like almost like crack. I was like wanting to have the best product out. So when I seen them again, it was like, what else you got for me? And I mean,
your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
But, you know, in order to actually move it and do it like that, it's all about what motivates you. It's all about
to
what makes you.
To send message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. To send
I don't know
message
what that
now,
is.
Press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
I really don't
3.
Know what that is. It's coming from on here somewhere.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
Oh,
either a command or this call will be ended. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
Hey, Johnny Cash, just go ahead and keep talking, man, if you don't mind.
Yeah, but I guess that's what it is. I mean, it's an image to uphold. You know, like I got a song called "Speaking the Truth." It's actually on ReverbNation.com/ Johnny Cash, JON, you know, E, Cash, CASH. You go listen to "Speaking the Truth." I just really talk about most people get caught up in that line life and they get caught up in that gimmick commercial look. You know, they got to rap a certain way. They got to do this like this other person. You know, when I rap, I want to sound like me, and I want to portray myself as people know me as Johnny Cash, or not that guy that sounds like Pac, or not that guy that sounds like T.I. And you know, a lot of people, you know, I go to a lot of studios, and they're like, "Oh man, I'm about to Rick Ross this song." And I'm like, "Why? You know, Rick Ross is already doing songs. You know, do yourself. You know." So that pretty much is like what happens, and a lot of people get caught up in that limelight. And the best thing to say is like, be yourself. Protect your image, because you have to have an image, because they don't need another Rick Ross. They don't need another T.I. They need something new. You know, that's why you don't see a lot of people making it, because they sound too much like another person.
Right.
And, I mean, that's probably my biggest outlook on it, is being yourself and actually having something that you can, like, the whole everybody saying swag, we say sway, you know, that we change it up. We're trendsetters, you know. I think swag stands for something totally different, but I mean, it's still a movement, though. It's a swag movement, but it's like my image is what I make of it. So if I want to change something up, if I want to say I don't have swag, I have finesse, you know, then you can't knock for that. You have to respect it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel you on that, definitely. Now, being that you're a hip-hop artist, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
My name is Johnny Cash. I probably do country music. I don't know.
Have you found out you didn't sing like a real Johnny Cash, right?
I probably would do country music. You know, I don't know. I would dabble in. I'm a music person. I listen to classical music. I listen to country. I listen to it all. I mean, I would dabble in anything that I feel comfortable dabbling with. If I wanted to go out there and be Johnny Mozart, I mean, let me do that. You know, that's what I want to do. So, you know, I know people are laughing and stuff, but I'm serious. You know, I want to turn around and drop a mixtape, you know, called Scooby Doo and the Bandits, and we're gonna drop it. You know,
that's real talk. I hear that. Now, what hidden talents do you have?
You said what now?
What hidden talents do you have? That we don't know.
Talent. Well, I mean, I have a lot of talents. I actually play the keyboard, you know, saxophone, trumpet, guitar. You know, I do that a lot as far as like music goes. I have a talent to blabber my mouth, I guess you can say. I have a talent with talking to ladies. I think that's a God blessing gift, you know. But most of my talents is just like, you know, I play basketball, football, you know, play some pro football, stuff like that. I don't know. Just I'm an all around guy. I believe in trying everything at least once. You only live once, so YOLO around here. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty that's much fair. How it is.
Yep. Now, do you enjoy writing your music or your lyrics?
I enjoy it. It actually Yeah, like when I write music, that's probably when I'm most serious. Like people say I'm a funny guy, but I'm honestly serious about like when I take time out to write a song. If I write a song, then it's coming from the heart. It's very meaningful. So yeah, I take that like real serious. That's like one of my passions.
Now, what can we expect from you, Johnny Cash, in the future?
You said what now?
I said, what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, the expectations are set high. I actually plan on, you know how people say they come up in a game. Well, I'm trying to jump out of a plane, open a parachute, and fall into it, you know. People say,
yeah,
you know, people say they got their foot in the door. I'm trying to stick my knee through it, you know, stuff like that. We got a lot of stuff going on. I actually got to go back to Ohio. My hometown is asking me to come do a show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next month. So that's going to be like a big thing. I've opened up with Tiger, Walker Flocka, and stuff like that. I've done a lot more, I think, now than I did then, probably because I'm more serious. But, I mean, it's a lot going on. Like, people, Lil Woot, like the mixtape with my little brother, which, you know, he was on 92.5 radio station down here, local radio station. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm really just not trying to kick the door down and run in. Like, seriously, this is my year.
Hey, Johnny, I think I got a question for you in queue. 865-865. If you don't mind, unmute your phone and ask your question or make a comment. 865. Do you have a comment or you got a question? Okay, guys, they don't. I'm going to mute them out. I got another question from somebody. I can't see the number. I don't know who it is, so I can't call Yuriko. So if you're on the phone and you got a question, go ahead and make it now. You got about 5 seconds. I'm about to mute your phone out, too. If you got a question and you're on the phone line, go ahead and ask the question or make your comment. Okay, you're muted out. Okay, Johnny Cash, I'm sorry, man. Hey, Johnny, I know it's kind of soon, but can you give everybody your social networks, like where you're at online? Because I like to start away early if possible, because I actually had Bone Thugs and Harmony on the phone line, but my man said that he's trying to get them back right now. When I told him to mute out their phone, they hung up. But that's cool. Johnny Cash, can you give out your social networks and how they can get in touch with you? Everybody's listening in?
Yeah. Johnny Cash on Facebook. It's spelled regular. You know, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Cash, V-A-S-H, on Facebook. Pretty much Twitter, Mr. Cash.
Hey, Johnny, you know what, man? Johnny Cash, I got a question for you real quick, man.
I was looking for you
on Facebook, and I couldn't find you. I put Johnny Cash in. I put Johnny Cash from Ohio. Nothing came up. So I don't know, man. But I'm gonna try it right now and see what's up. Johnny Cash.
Actually, you know what? The real Johnny Cash, the country singer.
Oh, there he is. You know what? Hey, you're right, man. Actually, you put Johnny Cash in. He comes up as the first one.
Yeah.
John E. Cash. Johnny Cash spelled right, like he said. And then he has J-O-N-E. J-O-N, and then an E, and then Cash. So I think if you put in Johnny Cash, it'll come up. I don't know what the deal was the other day, man, but I was trying to find you, and I couldn't find you.
Yeah,
well, we got you now. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I see what it is now. You got it's J-O-N-E. Who Cash, J-O-N-E-W-H-O-C-A-H-S-H, that's it, J-O-N-E-W-H-O-C-A-S-H, that's what it is.
Okay
guys.
You're going to have to post that on my page, Caesar, because I can't find it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I got you all, baby. You don't have to worry about it. I told you. You don't ever have to worry about anything when we're on the show because I'll take care of it.
You are the man.
Yes, I am.
Stop it, Johnny. Go ahead. Do your thing. Give your URL.
Yeah. Also, if you want to listen to my music, you can go to Reverb Nation and .com/JohnnyCash, JoneCash, or you can just go to Reverb Nation and go to search and type in JON E Cash and pull me up. I'm the only one on there. Yeah, I am. You know, so it's pretty much easy to get to there. Listen to some of my music, you know, and it's just hot. And the number to hit me at is 662-346-3108. Did y'all get the number?
Yes, sir. But give it again, man. Give your number again. I think we got bicycle
number
again. 662-346-3108.
That's my number. Pretty much you can hit me up whenever, however. I'm open to do collabs with anybody. I'm actually doing several different collabs right now, but it's not nothing to get a song done and get it out the way and show the love, show the respect, and keep the hip-hop moving. So
that's
about it.
Cool. Hey, check it out. Hold on one second, everybody. I think I got somebody special on the phone line. Yeah, I got somebody special on the phone line. I'm going to open up the mic, and, hey, Johnny Cash, that's somebody you know, too, brother. This is my guy out of New York City. Bicycle Tony, I got you on the line, man.
Bing, bong, bing, what it is, Caesar, what it is, Black Caesar, what's going on?
What's up, dude? What's going on with you, man? How you doing, bro?
I came through to pay the rent real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Bing, bong, what's up, man? Tell me something.
What's good? Well, it's good, brother. Hey, man. Johnny Cash, man. Shout out to Johnny Cash. You know what I'm saying? Mom over there, I hear you too. You know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? What it is, man. What's going on?
You said it perfect when you came on the phone. Bing, bong, boom. That's what's up, man. I got my man Bing, Johnny bong, Cash on the phone, guy, and Bicycle Tony has a wonderful show. Hey, Bicycle Tony, I know you're on the phone right now, and basically you're on Johnny Cash's time, but you're family, so... Give out your URL and where they can find you at, brother. Tell them about your show.
All right, boom, 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 boom. Check it out. Star Mob Radio every Sunday night, open bike night with your boy Bicycle Tony. You know what I mean? Holla at me. I'm Bicycle Tony on Facebook, Bicycle Tony on Twitter, Bicycle Tony in my grandmother's house. Just holla at me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing whatever. You know what I mean? Hold up.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Bicycle Tony, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the line, man. I think this is the first time you've ever been, I don't know if this is the first time you've ever been on the show, but this is the first time we actually had you on the phone, brother. But it's always a blessing to talk to my man, Bicycle Tony. He has a wonderful show every Sunday night. At what time, Bicycle?
9 p.m. on the East Coast time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, till 11 on Star Mob Radio, you know what I mean? And I'll be tuning in right here with y'all, man. Let me know, man. Just hit me up. You know, love is love.
Sir.
Cash, man, I see you, baby. Word up, man. Shout out to the Black Elvis. You know what I mean?
Hey, the Black Elvis. I had him on my man Bicycle Tony show, and he tore it up, man. Bicycle Tony has every Sunday on his show, he has a segment where they can freestyle, and my man went on the show and tore it up. And I also had Coke on that show, so he tore it up also. Hey, man, Hey, Tony, I don't deal with nothing but good artists.
What's up, brother? Yeah, yes, you do.
I said, I don't deal with nothing but good artists, man. I'm going to tell you, Coke on the phone, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cocaine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the artists that rock with my boy DJ Black Caesar. You know what I'm saying? And it's the truth like that, man. That's what it is, man.
That's what's up. Bing, bong, boom. Hey, dude, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you tuning in, Tony.
No diggity doubt, homie. One love, my nigga. I'm still here, though, man. Y'all continue the show. Have a dope show. I'm tuned in. I'm listening. I'm enjoying myself, man. Y'all just make sure y'all have some fun tonight, all right? And be safe,
Thank you, bro. We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. And we are going to do that. Hey, Johnny Cash, did you finish giving your social networks, brother?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. You already know what it is, man. I got to get you to do something special for these people. You've been talking all that stuff, and they want to hear, can you bag it up? So bag it up for me. I need a world premiere. I need you to introduce it to the DJ Black Caesar Viala show, and go for it, baby.
Yo, well, big ups to DJ Black Caesar and Miss Vienna. I just wanted to let y'all know that it is natural. What I do is a gift, and I'm trying to figure out. All right, just real quick question, because you know when I freestyle, it comes out how it comes out. Is it clean? Is it, you know, is it explicit?
You can do whatever you want. You can pull out whatever you want, man. Don't worry about it. It's all good. We right here. This is our show. You don't have to worry about no cursing. You don't have to worry about anything. Go ahead and do it, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I started out like this, you know. I get love in Ohio, respected in Mississippi. Got some niggas down the ride, some other people against me. I tell you niggas like this, you with me, fuck it, you with me. But if not, don't be hating and acting cool when you see me. Some niggas was born to make it, some people was born for hating. Swear to God, I done made it from all them niggas that's hated. Writing million-dollar hits while getting twisted and fucking braided. I'm hitting up karma, that nigga twisted and fucking faded. Trying to compare lies, you ain't been through the shit I've been through. Walk a mile in my shoes, you ain't been to places I've been to. You ain't even on my level, so why the fuck should I diss you? I treat you like one of my exes, like why the fuck should I miss you? See, people ask why I ain't big yet, like what's the delay? I said I make my music move like the freeway. My girl said I'm the best she ever heard, well, that's what she say. The other day I had a dream that I was on the TV. Bitten it with Big and Pac, your master was a DJ. They told me to speak my mind and spit my flows freely. They told me the game was a race to the top like a relay. I said, I'm already there, so y'all should really watch the replay. Because taking over the game, that's what we do. These people laughing and say they're the best, and I'm laughing like me, too. You couldn't see me like blind people with doors that are see-through. We taking over the game. Y'all can have it, man, when we through. Because people going to remember me and look at you like, who is this? You should call me Never Lie because I spit the truest shit. Niggas say they rappers, and they swear that they be moving bricks, claiming that they better. I applaud them for their foolishness. You should call me MC Hammer probably because I'm too legit. My flows are so contagious, talking Mr. Big shit. See, if you want a battle, I will give you the business. People say we cool, but they ain't even on my friend list. Cash.
Damn.
Just saying,
my
man, Cash, baby. Hey,
Bada Bing.
Woo! That was
fun,
man. That was funny right there.
Big up to Bicycle Tony, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, man.
Yeah.
I like that right there, man. Word up. I'm gonna be looking now.
Yeah, I want to hear you.
With you, you know what I mean?
Hey, bicycle, you got a freestyle,
don't
you?
I got a freestyle. I need like a bottle of honey, you know what I mean? Blunt. I'll do something for you, you know what I mean?
Let's do it.
All right, check it. Let's see. I said something like, now even if we never get famous, do the same shit we're recognized by. Skip the lame brains who can't entertain this. Latin pain, money flip, major entertainment. Boss insane flow, higher than a plane get. Let me tell you something about life. She's just a strange bitch. Some wake up and can't face it. They figure suicide is 6 million ways to get wasted. Only the wise survive. I realize that when I see some of the strongest die. World is bond, no lie. Rest in peace, G. Freitas, hold my spot in the sky. Flow like, oh my Lord, he go hard, knowledge born like percent of five. I shed blood, represent the five. The almighty Latin pain, another king on the effing rise. Sound like that.
Hey, bicycle, I get you, brother. I get you.
bing, bong, bing. You know, this hip hop, man, I love this hip hop, man. Shout out to Johnny Cash, shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Viv, all of y'all, man. And I love this underground, you know what I'm saying? And the station and the shows, and I love all that. What we lacking, though, is originality. There's a lot of brothers out there. I just want to tell y'all that it's all right to be you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? I just want to say that, man, because I got a lot of submissions this week, and I heard like 5 Nicki Minaj's and 3 Lil Wayne's and 6.
Right.
I'm saying it's okay to be a Jeezy fan, and it's okay if they influenced you, but you don't have to sound like them. It's all right to be you, y'all. Word up, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I agree.
I agree too.
Thanks for letting me through and all that too, man. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here. I'm gonna let y'all
know. That's how we like it, man. That's how we like to do it. Hey, I got a question for anybody that's listening now. If you got anything you want to say, you need to open up your microphone, and we can let it be said right now. Otherwise, we're about to move on with the rest of the show. I'm waiting on my man to give me a signal to call me back or something. Maybe he'll get in touch with Vienna, and then I'll know. Vienna, can you look out for that? Be on the lookout for for Demetrius to call you back because Demetrius said that he's going to keep trying. I guess the Bone Boys, I guess they got tired. They didn't want us to talk to them that way. But you got to mute your phones, man. That's the new deal we got to have right now. If you're not talking, if you're not Vienna, if your name isn't Vienna, or if your name's not me, you got to be muted out right now. I know Bicycle Tony's still online. I know Johnny Cash still online. But everybody else needs to be muted out. Okay, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out the rest of the show. Vienna, you let me know if Demetrius calls you back or if you want to, you can just chat with me online in the chat room. Mm-hmm. I need for somebody to, we need to go to a song because we just got Johnny Cash song out the way. So we need to go to a song right quick. And the song I'm going to go to is right here. This is our commercial.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villain Network, the Muslim People Network, where politics is with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news. Money train, baby. With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, Ninja? What's up, People's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Prince Duke. Baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
What's up right there? We're on every Wednesday. Check us out at 7 p.m. We have a live radio show. We usually have we have two independent artists and we have one major artist. But tonight, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. But you know what? We're not going to worry about it.
Peoples, the Cuban connection in the house. Caesar, Vienna. Oh, yeah, we in the house, baby. We in the house. Yo, check it out, Bicycle Tony. I like that cat there, man. I like that cat. Check this out. Hey, I just ran into Scooby-Doo in the bathroom, man. You know what I'm saying? Scooby-Doo crying, man. I think since the Gidget hurt his feelings or whatever, man, he crying. He's sweating his perm out, man.
The
cat got
an
afro now, man.
Hey, since the Gidget's not here anymore, I don't know what happened to her.
Man, I don't know, man, but she got that cat, man. That cat hurt, man, for real.
I guess they got into a Crisco battle, so she's not on the phone line. I don't know, man.
But check this out, man. I got news for you, though, my man. I don't mean to cut you off, Scooby says his uncle want to come on the show and tell Sister Gidget off.
Oh. His uncle want to come on the show?
Yeah, his uncle name is, let me see, what's his cat's name? His name is Show You Right. That's his name.
Oh, okay. Show You Right.
That's his name. He said he wanted to be on the show in about 5 minutes. You know, he getting his hair curled, you know, rolled up right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, he can come on the show.
All right, my man. I just got that text message, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just relaying the information.
Okay, thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate it. We appreciate that information. That's what's up, man. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot, brother.
Welcome back with DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Keep it locked.
Okay, guys. This is time right here. Vienna, you still there?
I'm here.
No, I don't know why I asked you that. I know you're there. I can see you right here. I see you there, and I know you got to be here because you're the co-host of the show. So, hey, Vianna, this is what I got to ask you. I know that you basically like to ask people to freestyle and all that. You just heard a freestyle from Johnny Cash. You did a wonderful job. You just heard my man Bicycle Tony. You're going to be getting to know him a little bit because I'm going to put him on you. I'm going to put you guys together so you can talk a little bit, chop it up. You know, we got to get Bicycle Tony on this show right here, so I'm going to let you chop that up with him. But what I got to ask you right now, it's been pretty, pretty, pretty decent tonight. It's been a great show. It's been a pleasure. I like everything we talked about on the show tonight. So even if they don't get back in touch with you, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, you don't have to worry about it. I'm just saying like this, don't worry your pretty little head, because if Busy Bone don't get on the phone tonight, I'm not going to sweat it. And J-Mac don't get on tonight. I know J-Mac's taking care of some business for me. I know he's trying to finish up a song. He's in the studio. So I know why he's not on the phone. But if Busy Bone and Demetrius don't get on the phone, don't worry about it. Don't sweat, all right?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm having fun on the show. I'm chilling.
Yeah, right. Me too. Well, hey, guys, Vianna, do you have anything you want to say to everybody, anybody? Because if you don't, then I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to get into a little bit something else. I'll do a little bit something different, Vianna, if it's all right with you. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I actually want to hear the other song that you're going to play.
Cool. Let's get into it.
Get it in.
I'm only stripping, it's money over, nigga.
Bored at home,
bored with your wife. You stink of cubicles, alarm clock scheduled sex and carpools. You reek of brown nosing your way to a promotion. 80-hour work weeks for someone else's profit margin. You think you're in the black, you'll always be in the infrared, in the small scope of things. Idiot, you're still hoping to benefit from their benefits. Look, we all have dreams. The problem is you're too afraid to be alive, too cowardly to die. Where is the compromise? Your potential is only limited by the skyline. Here are the odds. 6 feet deep to 12, not his peers for real. He'll dig his way out. My bad. There I go again, sounding all profound and shit. I know, I know. Too much to ask you to expound on your intelligence. Too much to ask you to be accountable all the time. What was I thinking? You're right. Before we realize we're invincible and happen to use it, let's get back to snapping.
I see you coming, shorty. Pull out them scissors when they. You think I'm only stripping, but bitch, I'm about my business. I see you so bad, make sure your money's showing. You think I'm only stripping, but bitch, I'm about my business. Light bills too, my gas bills too. You think I'm only stripping, but bitch, I'm about my business. My light bills too, my gas bills too. Homeboy, you got it twisted. It's money over there.
Hey, Gaz, that was Queen Sheba right there, Gaz. Killing the scene, man. Killing it. She was on our show last week, did an open mic. That was The Business right there by Queen Sheba. By who? Omar Ali. That's her manager, and Omar Ali is my manager also. Hey, Gaz, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. The show was wonderful. Everything was on cue. But Busy Bone didn't tune in to us, man. So we're not going to say anything bad about it. We're just going to say, hey, it just didn't happen. But I don't know why it didn't happen. But I couldn't get in touch with my man Demetrius when we went off. I called him up on the other line, and he's not answering the phone. So we're just going to go on with the rest of the show. We got about 32 minutes left, and I want everybody to my girl, Sister Gidget, you on the phone? Sister Gidget.
I'm here.
Yeah, Sister Gidget. Somebody was talking about you earlier. My man Scooby, he's off the phone. My man Peoples Fernandez said Scooby was in the restroom crying his heart out. You basically came on and showed out on him, and you made the man cry, and that's not good. So please don't do that again.
Well, hey, I thought dogs belong in the dog pound, so that's where I put him.
Damn. This woman must don't know who the hell I am. I'm Sylvia Wright, not Dolomite. And I will curse you out on this damn show all damn night. That was my nephew, Scooby-Doo. And I'm not my nephew, and you don't have a clue.
Oh, no. Who is that? Is that Dolomite?
Hell no, it's Sylvia Wright, baby.
Sylvia Wright. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Hey, since you're new on the show, man, can you introduce yourself to the audience, man? We have a lot of people participating tonight. Introduce yourself to the guests, man.
Well, all of you don't know who I am. I'm sure you're right, and I don't give a damn.
Okay, so you're right. So what did you do, show you're right?
I'm a world-famous DJ. I'm a world-famous ex-pimp, and I'm about to show Sister Gidget I ain't no damn wimp.
Well, all I can say is that you sound like an old pimp, and you come this way, you're going to leave here walking with a limp. Now.
Whoa. Do we have a battle on this phone? Do I smell a battle cooking up now? Yeah, do you smell
well,
I'm
sorry.
I'm going to tell you, Caesar, I'm a pleaser, not a teaser.
Come on, you ain't none of that. You're not even a pleaser.
I was told to mic this on your catch. I'm going to cough on my lungs, man. You guys are crazy. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody that's listening in. We're going to go to another song. These guys are about to kill each other, guys. What about the song? This is my guy right here. This is my guy, Mystical Lover. His song is called Reach Me. Let's check this out, everybody.
Mystical Lover. Yeah. You just owe me to it one more time, you know?
Lover.
Yeah.
Yo, man, listen up, check dig. This is not a game. This your boy Roscoe holding it down for Wild World. You know we in the building, and I'm chilling with my man, the one and only DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, man. And you know my DJ bringing that heat through your speakers. You checking out another shot. I got that liquor in my system. So keep it locked right here, because you can only find me right here with my DJ, you heard? Let's go.
You know what? I got something to tell everybody, man. I'm gonna
back with DJ Black Caesar, aka the landlord of the South.
Keep it locked.
That song I just played by Mystical Lover, I dedicate that to my future wife. She's online right now listening in. I dedicate that to you, baby. I dedicate that song to you. I dedicate it to all the women out there that have a friend or have a husband, have a fiance, have a boyfriend. That's what it's all about, man. Get yourself ready and fall in love. It's a great thing, wonderful thing. You know what, Sister Ginger, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, Sister Ginger, can you tell me, I hate to bust you out, but Sister Gidget, you said you're going to get me married. You're going to get my dad, Scooby-Doo, married. You said you're going to do that by the end of this year. Right now, I see that you're about to you're about to get yourself wedlocked with Brother Richards, and then you got out of that because Brother Richards is a little out there, he's a little crazy. I mean, I'll say it. I'm not scared to say it. He's a little crazy. So you got out of that. I'm glad for you. But what are you doing now with your love life, Sister Gidget?
I'm loving everybody I can.
You're loving everybody you can. What does that mean?
Well, on a serious note, you know, it gave me an opportunity to reflect. It gave me an opportunity to realize what's important. And at the end of the day, it's a peace of mind. So if you can't go into a relationship with a peace of mind, hey, don't do it. I'm happy. God has been sufficient for me. I have a wonderful time each day loving all of you guys, so my heart is full. I'm never lonely. Yeah. I'm loving you guys, so I'm good.
I got a question.
How
the hell can you love everybody?
Oh, Lord.
How the hell can you love everybody again? When you're shooting everybody with the trigger hand.
hey, man, you can't call the four lines and bust nobody out like that. You can't call the four lines and say you were shooting everybody.
That's okay. Because I see one thing right here. I just don't think that he understands. I'm not the one you want to mess with, man. So take your ass back to the crying zone before I mess around and break your body.
I don't give a damn what your name is, Sister Gidget. I beat the devil and I call you Sister Mission. Oh, wow.
I did ask you twice, but you couldn't get it in.
Crazy over there. She said, you with me. You with me. The night you just told me.
is going on. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I'm going to tell you something. This has been a fantastic night. These guys, People Fernandez, my man, Show You Right, Scooby-Doo, Sister Gidget, Vienna, they've been on extra soft tonight. I'm just letting it be known. These guys aren't normally like this, but they've been on that sauce tonight. So we need to look over that. But, hey,
I apologize.
Hey,
yo, I got something to tell you, but man, I came on the show to tell you something, man. Yo, Kilo done came in, man. The Kilo of floppy disks and CDs, man. They done came in, homie.
Oh, boy. Who is that?
It's Peoples, my man.
Oh, Peoples. What'd you say, brother? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, your keyloader came in, man. The shipment came in, homie.
Hey, we can't talk. Brother, don't. Hey, leave that alone, man. We'll get to that little. Hey, you know what? We better go to another song. This brother don't put me out there.
I'm the truth and I never set the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? What's up? What it is, what it look like. No more off security, cause now I'm in the limelight. Putting all bullshit aside, cause now I got my mind right. Lyrically inclined, if you don't know, that mean my rhyme's tight. Beauty by the day, but still a beast in this nightlight. Stereotypical, mentally, what got into you? Don't try to act surprised now, nigga, you know how I do. Couldn't get a feature, I ain't mad, it's just a principle. Doing world tours, facing no interviews. See me in the club, starstruck, your bitch. Your groupies too. Don't need to mention I'm the shit around here. And that's boss with a Z. Don't get it twisted around here, nigga. These bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never set the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? Stick your head in the toilet bowl. Call me Mrs. Clean, cause I shine like I'm a oil. Built like a brick house, something like the Commodore. Better out shopping, this is more than what you bugging for. Stick up kid nigga, yeah, we known for pulling kick doors. Fuck everything that you motherfuckers stand for. They call me the boss, cause I guess I just boss more. Swag so mean, like a troll to you Billy Goat. Shitting on you bitches, this is business, never personal. But we can take it anyhow and anywhere you wanna go. Line them all up and watch them fall like a domino. Promise I will be the best female rapper they'll ever know. Yeah, bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never set the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? Next best thing, yeah. Spitting on the mic, and if I said it, then I meant it, alright. I tell these sucker niggas, I ain't scared, and I ain't going with all the fight. I'm like Nas, all I need is one mic. I'm trying to make a blind man see. All you haters just fall back. Say you with your chest like Kevin Hart, so where your heart at? Well, never mind that. So you better not to fail. Have your mama ever taught you? Never set yourself a failure, nigga. I double dog dare ya. Let's take it to the streets and watch me build a house of terror. Who want it with me? SOB, now they screaming, breathe, nigga, breathe. They gon' need a cure. I'm a nasty disease. Yeah, these bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never set the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Hey, guys, check it out, guys. This is What's Up. We got about 9 minutes left for our show. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I thank my girl Fancy for coming in tonight. Wonderful interview. I thank my man People Fernandez for showing up like he does every Wednesday. And I thank Scooby-Doo for coming on the show. And also, I thank Sister Gidget for coming on the show. And I thank Miss Martha for coming on the show. Miss Martha, you don't know Sister Gidget. I mean, Sister Gidget fools you every week, but I know her. We talk a lot, so I know what she got going on. Her mouth is nasty all the time. So don't think she's like that. She's some good person. She's not good, Judy.
We see that action.
She ain't never got on radio and showed out like this.
She do it all the time, man. She do it all the time. So you just started tuning in like about 2 months ago. So you don't know Sister Gidget. She's got a foul little mouth. She's always foul mouthed.
No, I do not. Don't be lying to me.
You calling me a liar? Vienna, am I lying about Sister Gidget?
Sister Gidget, when me and Sister Gidget get together, Lord have mercy, DJ Black Caesar has to close his, he has to shut his ears, because we just get it on. She comes out with the Compton, I come out with the New York.
Yo,
that it's better to cuss than to kill. So when I'm shooting people, y'all complaining. Now when I'm cussing people, y'all complaining. I can't have it both ways. Which one do you want me to do, cuss or kill? Name it.
I tell you what, man. Hey, check this out. Hey, Caesar. Man, listen, man. We got Grim Caesar, man. We got I'm talking about the shipment, man. We got so many CDs, man. I mean, what you want me to do with this stuff, man?
You talking about CDs? Okay. I got you, brother. Okay. We can talk about that a little later on, man. When we get off the phone, we can talk about that.
Well, man, this stuff is hot, man. I can't keep all these CDs, man, like this, man.
Well, you know what? We need to start moving them online. You start moving them online. We got Coke, we got Grim Caesar, we got Boss Lady, we got a lot of different things going on right now. Fancy got our artists that we're gonna be promoting, so we got a lot of different stuff. Tony, Bicycle Tony, man, we got so much going on, we can't even get to it, man. But guys, I thank everybody for tuning in this week, this Wednesday. Wonderful night, we had a great time. Even though we didn't get in touch with Busy Ball, we still had a great time. And I'm sorry, guys, I apologize once again for that, because they were supposed to be on the show. And I told Vienna that we need to do something about that, so we do need to do something about that. From now on, nobody can get on this show. If we don't have a phone number to call them in ourselves, nobody can get on this show. That's the way it's going to be from now on out. Check this out, guys. We actually had Pinky that was supposed to be on the show maybe a couple weeks ago. Pinky thought she was so big that she couldn't be on the show because she didn't want us to have her phone number. She wanted her management company to call in for her. And basically, I told V, I was like, look, man, we don't do it like that, and we don't do it like that. And this is the reason why we don't do it like that, because I didn't have Busy Bone's phone number. I do have Flesh and Bone. We didn't have this problem with Flesh and Bone, because I got his phone number. But when you have their phone numbers, you can make those calls yourself, you know, to see what's going on, man. And that's why we don't do the shows with people, management calling in, you know, because that's a bunch of BS right there. And I'll say it over and over again. So we don't do a show like that. So basically what we're going to start doing from now on, if I don't have your phone number or V don't have your phone number, you're not going to be on this show right here. That's how we do it. That's how we're going to do it from now on, V. We're going to keep it funky. We're going to keep it fresh. And that's how we're going to do the show, V. That's what's up.
Oh, check this out, man. I just got a text, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Show you're right, man. Wants me to put his number out here for him, man.
Okay.
All right. It's 777. 93 and left. Damn, man. This ain't the right number, man.
Okay.
777-9311. This sounds familiar, man, but I don't think that's the right number.
777-9311. That sounds like a song. Hey, but we do got somebody on the phone that has a question. Go ahead and ask your question, person, or make a comment.
Hello?
whoever has a question on the phone, make a comment or ask a question now, please.
Oh, this is Francie. I had lost my connection. I just want to say thank you guys for having me, and I had a good time.
Who is this?
It's Fancy.
Oh, Fancy, okay. I see you, Fancy. But we have another caller on the phone that had something to say, but they don't know who they are, so we're not going to worry about them. Bicycle Tony.
Yo.
Hey, man, we're going to holler at you a little later on, man. We got about 4 minutes to go, so the show's going to run down. Get ready to run down. You want to give your information again to yourself? Hey, thanks a lot, brother. But give your information one more time so everybody can tune in your show Sunday, man.
Bing, bong, bing. Saturday, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Star Mob Radio. Now, I mean, if you look up Bicycle Tony anyway, I'm the only one stupid enough to have that name. Hit me up. You know what I mean? And, you know, we get a
question. I hear you, man. Johnny Cash, you got anything you want to say? Last words, brother.
Yo. Hey, all y'all got to do is hit me up Sunday. Let me know what it is, Bicycle Tony. I'll be back on that. And as far as Ms. V... We'll have to talk about that because, like, you know, earlier you had asked questions to the lady about, you know, relationship status and how you deal with a relationship in the industry, but you didn't ask the fellas. So, therefore, I'm going to need you next time to ask the fellas because our opinion does count. We just don't get in it.
That sounds good.
That's cool. Hey, everybody. I'm thanks for everybody tuning in the show. We had a wonderful time. It was a pleasure. It was all, man, guys. It was just wonderful, man. Deanna, you did a great job, as always. We didn't have our girl, Sister Gidget, on the phone. I mean, not our girl, A-Money, on the phone. A-Money said she was in traffic schools. I guess traffic court. And everybody knows traffic court is pretty late at night, so... that's why she's not here, but she sends her blessing through my text message on my phone. So she said, give blessings to everyone. So that's from A-Money. Guys, it was a great show. Tune in every Wednesday at the same time, the same bed channel, with Sister Gidget, People's Fernandez, A-Money, Vienna, and myself. We always have a great show, guys. So tune in to that, and we got an outro we're going to leave you with tonight. It's a 31-minute outro, and we have 2 minutes left, but I'm going to go ahead and play that now. So, guys, this is an outro right here that we got from the show.
Scooby-Doo, baby.
What's happening in worldly events? Check it out. Prince Duke, baby.
Ha-ha! Yeah! Suckers!
DJ Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
You know what, guys? I'm so happy, too. I'm about to go and, I don't know what I'm having a problem right now. I'm not feeling too good. I don't know. I think it's the water I drunk or something. I drank some water, and it just didn't do me right. I'm feeling kind of puny. So, guys, we're going to let you leave out with this tune right here. It's a tune that basically, you know, it's a basic tune. We're going to just chill out a little bit, and I'll see you guys next week. So, everybody, assalamu alaikum.
I'm a boss, something like Rose. Status like Burger King, homie having my way. You can tell the way I talk, you can tell the way I dress. First class when I fly, won't settle for nothing less. I'm a boss, something like Rose. Status like Burger King, homie having my way. You can tell